Meister Sheni Perik Dalad Mishnah Gimel. Balabayas Omer Besela Acher Omer Besela. Balabayas Koidim Neshu Moisif Chomer. So if you have two people coming to be poyed at the same time, and the Balabayas says that he wants to be poyed for a Sela, and somebody else wants to be poyed for a Sela, now this somebody else is also called like an Acher, which means that he's not the real owner, he's sort of being poyed on behalf of the owner. We're going to get into that a little bit later. So Balabayas is koidin because he's Moisif HaChoymish. So since anybody that redeems Meister Sheni onto coins, he has to pay a Choymish. Now, when we say pays a Choymish, the Mefarshim explained that Choymish, he doesn't really pay to anybody. What really happens is that he adds on a Choymish and he eats that Choymish in Yerushalayim. So it's not like in Choymish we have in different places where it's almost like a Knas. Whether this is a Knas or not, some Mefarshim explain, I forgot who, that one of the reasons, one of the svaras of the chomish, is that a person they added on an extra chomish here by Meister Sheni to make sure that he gets it right, that he doesn't underpay for Meister Sheni and he eats enough Meister Sheni of what it's really worth, not too little. So they, as a precaution, they added a chomish to make sure it's in line. So if there is any discrepancy, he's still somewhat protected. But you only do that, you only pay that chomish when you yourself are being paid it, and not on behalf of somebody else, and therefore you have kedima, or what you're doing as kedima. Balabai samir beselva acher amir beselva iser. But what if the balabai says a sela? So there's obviously a chomish added to that. The acher amir beselva iser. But the other guy, the acher, says a sela and also an iser. So there's more principle. Although a chomish is a larger amount than an iser, a chomish is 1/5 of a sela. Chomish, 1/5, by the way, we always count. It's a quarter that's added on. And it becomes a fifth after you add on the quarter. We've explained this in the past. Chamishis milavar. An iser, though, is 1/96 of a sela. So, even in such a situation, as shel sela v'iser koidim, the guy that's giving one sela and an iser, he comes first, bibneshu moisef al karen, because he's adding to the karen. So what's happening here is, even though it's a smaller value, since he's adding principal of Meister Sheni, so the actual Meister Sheni, not the Chomish portion, but the Meister Sheni is increased, and that we want. As opposed to adding a Chomish, here the Chomish is less valuable compared to that, because we're gonna see later that Taisi Santa brings, you can be Marim al Chomish, you can sort of bypass it. As like we said earlier, the Taisi Santiv said that a chomish, lamaisa, it's not like you're not adding on to principle. You're going to eat it in Yerushalayim anyway. So there's really no difference to you. But by the iser, at least you're increasing Meiser Sheni, because that itself you're adding on to Meiser Sheni. Mishnah continues. Apayde Meiser Sheni Shaloi. So when a person's apayde his own Meiser Sheni, Meisiv alav chamishes bein shu shaloi uvein shenot nitan lo b'matana. So you add a fifth, whether or not it was always yours, whether it was given to you in a matana. So the Rab points out that we have to be dealing with Tevel before they took off Meiser Rishon. Somebody gave it to him as a Matana, because if it was Meiser Sheni and then somebody took their Meiser Sheni and gave it to you as a Matana, you can't give Meiser Sheni as a Matana because it's Mamon Gavoya. So you can't give it as a Matana, and therefore that's what we have to be talking about before it was Meiser Sheni. If anyone recalls, though, in the first parak, the Rab says over there that you can't give a Matana by Meiser Sheni. He doesn't say because it's Mamon Gavoya. Rather, he says, it's where the mission at the end of the first mission that says, Avol noisten zelazem matnas chinim, you give Meiser Sheni, but it specifically says a matnas chinim, which is by inviting somebody over, by the first mishnah, but not giving a matana. So the Rav said over there, because there's a sheet that holds matanas kemecher, and you can't sell Meiser Sheni. And here the Rav's giving a different reason, because you're not allowed to give a matana by mamon gavoa. So if you look, the mishnah deals with this, and he gives a pshat.